And were you always going to vote yes?
Yes, I would have been. I've always been very conscious of equality for different groups who are marginalised or in a minority.
And what way do you think the vote will go at this stage?
It's hard to say. I hope certainly that it goes, a good percentage of Irish society get out and vote yes.
Have you met or heard of people changing their mind?
I know there are a lot of people who are undecided and for various reasons feel, they should vote no, but then when they talk to you, they think, well, yeah, you have certain good points and they should, and they're torn. And I think we have to acknowledge and respect that. But I think there are an awful lot of stuff being put out there to confuse people.
Such as what?
Well, it focusing on children, of course, every child, needs support in society, but it's kind of making out that somehow children will lose out and going into things like reproduction, and actually forgetting about children who are gay, how are they going to feel if there's a no vote, that somehow they're not equal in society. I just think the messages it's giving out and the ideologies that are coming out is that people who are gay are somehow lesser and aren't entitled to equality in our society.
And what do you think has, because the campaign has been in full flight now, it's 2 weeks since we did a full programme on it, but it was, deemed to be fair at the end of the day. In terms of the duration for and against, what do you think have been the influential or the influencers in this debate on either side from where you're sitting?
Well, it would seem that the Catholic Church is one. And I often wonder how people who are gay and want to be part of the church feel. And I think really, telling people how to vote is not a good idea generally. I think, as I say, some of the myths that are being put out and misinformation, say around reproduction. There are people who are married, unmarried, straight and gay, already looking at avenues of exploring, particularly people who can't have children naturally. So that is happening, but that is a separate issue that needs to be dealt with in a separate legislative forum. But saying that this, first of all, there's probably a small percentage of gay people who, will get married, and there may be a smaller percentage of them who will want to go down and have children and go down that particular track. So I think it's confusing, and people are fearful, about thinking about children. But in actual fact, children who are in, whose parents are in civil partnerships, if they break up, they're left in the legal vacuum. They have no constitutional protection.
Okay, stay with us, Marion. 51551, Joe at rt.ie. William is in Dublin. William, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You have changed your mind from what to what and why?
Yeah, well, I was voting yes all the time until about, 2 weeks ago. I wasn't a particularly avid voter. I was just one of the also-ran, so to speak. I didn't think of anything else other than voting yes. But when it began to get hotted up a few weeks there, about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, there were things that struck me, and one of them was the attitude. I felt that the others, I was a yes voter, I felt that the no side were being browbeaten and beaten down and shut up, basically, because the way, in many cases, the way they were being treated. I mean, there was a lot of insults thrown at them and so forth, and I felt that they didn't want to talk about it anymore. They just wouldn't talk about what was current, and it began to play on me a little bit. And as it was in UCD there recently, and the place was festooned with posters like, let's put homophobes and bigots in the closet, and this was kind of common for what was being said and being posted around the place, and nobody was particularly worried about it. If you were somebody here who was a no person, you really would feel very, very, very not part of this organisation at all.
Well, I thought the main student, now I haven't been in UCD, so I take your point, I thought the main student banner was "Let's put Gra in the law."
That's
the one I've seen, USI one.
I was there 3 days ago.
Okay.
And I walked right past Oris Newman and down that way under the thing. And it just loads of, let's put, as I said, homophobes and bigots in the closet. Let's put bishops in the closet. I mean, this was, this is not the type of thing that should go on. That type of thing turns me off being part of the people who say that.
Okay.
The other reason really was this cutting of the, when the government took it in their, decided to cut the funding to an agency which was promoting marriage, but that particular agency did not agree with the government's stance on this referendum.
Accord.
I mean, this is the same thing as Desi O'Malley did back in the 70s with Trinity. Just if you don't go along the way you're supposed to go, we'll cut your funding. So the government
It's Donal O'Malley you're thinking about, I think.
So I mean, any of these people the government can always hold the person, always hold strength over people. They can say what they like, as we know, they all say what they want to say before an election, and as this government already says, well, what we say before an election, that's not important. That's just to get elected. So, I mean, the promises they're making, and as a yes voter who is now going to vote no, I see a lot of their empty promises. And that one is, that they can promise what they like, but, they can
So it's a vote against the government, and it's a vote against, you believe, the some of the tactics of some of the yes campaign.
That is right, yes.
But have you changed your mind on the substantive issue?
Well, the substantive issue is
that people should be allowed married regardless of gender.
I have, yes, only because it protects a large group of people from official oppression, if you wish. That's why I would have changed my mind on the substantial issue, because I don't see. I mean, when somebody put it to somebody on the television there recently, listen, how is it proposed that the new marriage arrangements are going to be consummated? There was no answer. And I mean, any school was going? I mean, as we know, homosexual acts were decriminalised.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many people and organisations, including the churches, who still think that they're wrong. And it would appear when this question was asked that if there's going to be some kind of action taken against those people, that the law will support it. And they won't be allowed to say that they're wrong in the aftermath of this referendum. So that is, to me, part of the substantive issue. And in there, I've come around to thinking I will vote against it for that reason as well. But by primary...
And when you were... By the way, what way do you think it's going to go?
Well, I think it's 50-50 at the moment.
Well, the divorce referendum in 1995... was 50.28 to 49.72, and it passed by 10,000 votes, 818,000 votes to 809,000 votes. And when you added,
well, I think that would have been different if the weather was better.
That was a yes vote. Do you think it'll be the same? Do you think it'll be that tight this coming Friday?
I think it will be tight, but I'm 50-50 at the moment. But I mean, I think the way it's sliding at the moment is I feel that I'm on the winning side. But much.
Okay, let me bring. You're advocating. Well, you were advocating a yes vote. You say we're now advocating a no vote.
Yeah.
Brendan is in Wicklow. 51551. Brendan, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
You're voting.
I'd be voting no, yes.
Okay, and what way do you think it's going to go on Friday?
I think it's extremely difficult to tell, because obviously the polls say one thing, but talking to people, I think there's a huge lot of confusion still and a huge lot of indecision, and it'll go right up to the wire.